We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
Overall, the weekend was really outstanding. Nearly 190 million consumers shopped between Thanksgiving Day and Cyber Monday. That was actually more than we forecasted. We were expecting around 165 million consumers, but it appears that all the momentum we were seeing at the first part of the month with people getting a head start on their shopping, seeing all the deals that are out there, just got people in the spirit, and people shopped online and in-store all weekend long.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. The halls are decked, the lights are up. We're in the middle of the most wonderful time of the year. And to check in on how the holiday shopping season is going, I'm back here with Catherine Cullen, who's the head of the Consumer Research Division for the National Retail Federation, for an update on what we're seeing and what's left to do this season. For today's episode, I'm joined by my friend, my colleague, and my co-host, Jen Overstreet. Hello, Jen.
Hi, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Are you ready?
No, it's compressed this year, and it's I'm feeling it, even though it's just a few days. I'm still feeling it.
I have to say something. We keep talking about this compressed. Oh, by the way, hi, Catherine. How are you?
I know. I'm one of those people who like needs the extra day.
But I have to say, I mean, everybody says, well, it's all compressed, and yet it's December the 25th. It's not like we took a month away, right?
I know, but that sort of
is it just the mental?
Yeah, it's okay. The mental bookmark of Thanksgiving.
I guess that, well, and we're going to talk a little bit about that because I'm assuming that's having some kind of an impact on shopping patterns.
Definitely. Jen is not the only one feeling the pressure.
Really?
No, we are seeing people, more people shopping. Well, just a spoiler alert, more people shopped over Thanksgiving weekend this year and they got more done than they have in the past. And even people who procrastinate tend to procrastinate, which no offense to anyone out there, but tends to be men. And those
out
under
there,
25.
How about right here?
Yes, we've covered
Bill,
this.
We know
before.
You're a proud procrastinator. You embrace the procrastination and the stress. So, but yeah, they showed up in droves. So yes, people are definitely feeling the deals and feeling the compressed calendar. So
you were saying the age range of these procrastinators, but there was an interesting thing about the age of the people that were shopping and actually how much they were spending.
Yes. So people who are between the ages of 25 to 34, which includes a lot of the millennial generation, actually spent the most this year, which usually it's the people who are a little older than them, the Gen Xers, people over the age of 35. But people between 25 and 34 spent upwards of $440 on average for holiday items this weekend, more than they spent last year and more than anyone else spent by nearly $100. These people also tended to buy more toys. So our hypothesis is a lot of parents, maybe new parents, new millennial parents. We know that's a trend that's been happening, driving some different category purchases than they have in the past.
Interesting. Can you give us the top line readout of Thanksgiving weekend?
You don't just dive right into the weeds? Overall, the weekend was really outstanding. Nearly 190 million consumers shopped between Thanksgiving Day and Cyber Monday. That was actually more than we forecasted. We were expecting around 165 million consumers, but it appears that all the momentum we were seeing at the first part of the month with people getting a head start on their shopping, seeing all the deals that are out there, just got people in the spirit, and people shopped online and in-store all weekend long.
Well, you know, but the deals were really fantastic, but they weren't just deals for, you know, one day. They've been going on for a while.
Correct. I mean, there were definitely some deals that were unique to those last 5 days, but again, it's competitive price environment right now, and retailers know consumers are looking for value, and so they really delivered that. I did think it was interesting, though. I mean, we also saw an uptick in people buying gift cards over Thanksgiving weekend, which is not something that goes on sale.
Right.
So it was gift shopping overall, not just for deals. So that definitely plays a role. But I think, you know, it's not just about finding that cheapest item or that biggest sale. Definitely plays a role, but people are looking to pick up those gifts overall and accomplish more of their gifting during that week.
You know, it's interesting. If you see an uptick in gift cards, you'd think it would be like the 23rd, 24th with desperation setting in. That's That's kind of my
speaking from experience. I was going to say,
I always buy the gift cards.
Yeah, right.
So true.
I always buy the gift cards for like colleagues, right? Like you have the gift exchange at work or whatever. So I wonder if, you know, those holiday parties are already starting to happen now. I wonder if it's just a matter of that.
That could definitely play a role. It could also be people realizing they have fewer days between Thanksgiving and the 25th, and they have people on their list to buy for, so they're picking up gift cards to knock those items off their list. It's also one of the top things people like to receive, so it's kind of something you can't really go wrong with.
You know, we talk a lot about generationally where people are shopping or how they're shopping. I think that the research that you did this year was very, very interesting as it relates to the folks going to the stores and the age of those folks going to the stores. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so it definitely upends some assumptions that people have about how different generations shop. And I think what's really become clear is that today's consumer likes to have choice. And when you try to pigeonhole them, they don't respond. What we've seen in the over the last year, couple of years, is retailers really investing in a seamless experience online, on mobile, and in their stores. And that is capturing consumers of all ages and all generations. So we actually saw an increase in older consumers over the age of 55 and even in the 65 plus crowd shopping online and on mobile more than they have in the past. And then we saw an increase in younger consumers under the age of 25 who are shopping in stores. Again, sort of turn some of those assumptions on their head, but we know younger shoppers like the tradition, they like the social aspect. And so in addition to shopping online, they're also heading to the stores for those other things.
I'm sure retailers are happy to hear that the older generations are becoming more digital and all those investments they've been making over the past few years to really build a seamless omni-channel experience, which is much easier to say than to do. It sounds like it's paying off a little bit.
Definitely. And I think that's, you know, something that's important to remember. We've been talking about the need for these innovations. We've been talking about the growth of online, but it takes a while to implement all of that and to see it come to fruition. And I think we're seeing the payoff right now. We saw around 50 million consumers used mobile on Cyber Monday, which is, you know, outstanding. And we saw an increase. 3/4 of consumers use their mobile devices over the weekend to do shopping, which was up from 66% last year. So just growth across the board, but it's not leaving anyone out. It's growth for all consumers.
Yeah, I think that the important thing that I believe, just from my own personal experience, I get easily frustrated, especially on the phone, if I'm looking at a website and I'm trying to find something and I'm having to go through multiple hoops to get to where I need to go, that they have done an excellent job of getting me to where I need to be in a very timely manner. And it makes it very, very simple. Yeah. And that makes a huge difference.
And I've noticed in some of the apps that I've started using more for shopping, it's not just easy to use to check out, but they'll also give me lots of options. They'll tell me this is in this store, in this aisle. If you want to go pick it up, if you want to reserve it and pick it up in store, you can do that, or you can ship it. And so again, I think it comes down to giving customers lots of choices so they can pick the option that's best for them. And that keeps them coming back.
What is the main driver for people to purchase on a certain site or a certain store?
Well, we found definitely free shipping. If someone is thinking about a purchase and is a little hesitant, free shipping definitely would tip them over the edge. People don't like to pay for shipping. We know it's one of the top reasons people back out of a purchase. But we saw some new things pop up this year too. Definitely a targeted promotion or sale will get them to buy. And we've seen retailers get increasingly sophisticated with how they offer those. Sometimes even in the store, you get a pop-up offer. But things like buy online, pick up in store is also a reason someone will make a purchase that they were kind of holding back on. And kind of having that added convenience really tips people over the edge.
I love buy online, pick up in store.
It's the best.
It is the best. Yes.
You know, one of our colleagues was saying that they went to an electronics store and that there was zero line at the checkout and there were 30 people waiting at the pickup in store.
Yes.
That is
but
incredibly interesting.
What did they do when they were killing time? They walked around the store and did a little extra shopping. So it's definitely great for both consumers and retailers.
What about looking ahead? What do we know now about the season that might inform, you know, the rest of the holiday that we have ahead of us?
Well, we know that almost everyone has started holiday shopping. So people are definitely, you know, out there looking for products, looking for inspiration. Close to 9 out of 10 people have started their shopping, and they're over halfway done. But that still leaves quite a bit of shopping left to do. From what we've seen in the past, you know, there's definitely a group who will always hold off, but we do usually see an uptick towards the end of December. We'll probably see an uptick as people start to pick up those last items, get those last minute gifts, gift cards, things like that.
What was the, what category was the winner this particular Thanksgiving holiday?
Apparel did really well. About half of consumers purchased apparel as gifts for people, and that helped support department stores. We saw a lot of people saying they shopped at department stores over the weekend. Department stores have a lot of assortment when it comes to apparel. But we also saw things like electronics did really well, toys, of course. And then, as I mentioned, gift cards popped up as a top thing people were buying.
Did you get any shopping done over the holiday?
Are you looking at me?
Yes, I'm looking at Bill.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you think I was going to shop over the holidays?
Well, I
asked me on the 23rd
okay.
if I got any shopping done. No, it's an interesting phenomenon because I've really started to move towards these subscription services for friends like BarkBox and others. I'm not just pulling that one out, but there's several that you could choose from. But the subscription services for me have really come in handy.
We've seen that as a popular gift for consumers. They like the fact it's a little different. It's something that brings someone joy throughout the year.
Right.
And it can be a little customized or personalized. Because for a lot of them, you fill out a questionnaire or something and it sends you, I know I am familiar with BarkBox. There's a BarkBox subscriber in our family.
Very good.
And it depends on the type of dog, their preferences, or cat, things like that. It's kind of unique.
Well, let me look back at you, Jen. How much holiday shopping did you get done this weekend?
Definitely not half. But yeah, I did make just one purchase, I guess.
What?
But yeah, from an RGR alum, Ministry of Supply, I'm so excited. I cannot wait to give this shirt to my husband. I'm so excited. So
Hopefully he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh, no. He's very supportive in many ways, but he does not listen to my podcast. But yeah, I'm super excited to give it to him. And yeah, of course, they had great email marketing and they hooked me in with their sale. And I was so excited to, you know, finally make a purchase of a brand I'm a big fan of.
I had lunch today with a fellow that I've known for some time. And he and his wife are expecting their first child. And I said, well, did you do any holiday shopping? Are you just waiting because you've got to get all of this baby stuff? He said, oh, no, we started buying because I got this great stroller. And I said, well, why didn't you wait? Because, you know, Christmas is just around the corner. He goes, no, I'm going to tell them I got it and they can just pay me for it. He said, but I was getting such great deals. He got a crib, he got a stroller, he got all this stuff.
There was fantastic value. And I think consumers really, really responded to that. They spent over $350 on the weekend, which is pretty outstanding.
The average person
spent $362, which is 16% or about $50 more than they spent last year. A lot of that is on gifts, but it was a really, really strong performance.
Did you see anything regionally? I mean, were there any, there's snow, you know, in a lot of the areas. Anything that kind of popped out there?
Well, we do suspect that helped drive some of the apparel sales across the country. We know when it's cold weather, people are looking to stock up on items to keep themselves warm, you know, flannel, things like that.
Right.
But it also, we think, helped bump up online shopping on Thanksgiving Day when a lot of that bad weather was hitting. We saw a lot of growth in online shopping on Thanksgiving itself. So that could have definitely been impacted by the weather.
Well, Catherine, I'm being given the high sign. This is incredibly interesting. And it's really fun to talk about these things when we've got a really great story to tell. And, you know, when you look at the trending and how we've been talking for a long time about the fact that, you know, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, they're all important days, but they don't necessarily dictate the beginning of a season. It's a snapshot in time. But in this particular snapshot, things are looking pretty awesome for the rest of the season.
Definitely. It's always great to have good numbers, and especially on the holidays, people are feeling good. They're willing to spend a little bit more. And I think it's going to be a great, giving and gifting season.
So we're almost out of time, but before we go, we have a segment that you are very familiar with as a return visitor, and it is called Rapid Fire.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire, thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
All right, Jen, start us off.
So it'll be babies, plural, first Christmas in yes. your house. What are you most excited to give the twins this year?
Oh, sound machines. No, I'm joking. We are very excited to give them a play area.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Favorite holiday movie?
Elf.
What is the most annoying Christmas song?
Oh, it's definitely Last Christmas. I had a boss who every year decided to play it nonstop from Thanksgiving Day through Christmas in his office. And I am not a fan of this.
What's yours, Jen?
Most annoying Christmas. Mm-hmm. Feliz Navidad. It just grates on my nerves.
Like that. Mine's that chipmunk one.
Oh, yes.
That just absolutely, yeah. Every time that comes out, I'm like, not again. And they play it. So, oh my God, don't even go there. So what is your favorite Christmas meal item?
Ooh. So we switch it up every year, but my mother-in-law makes an amazing lasagna. They're Italian. Oh, and I didn't grow up eating it, but it has become one of my favorite dishes to have.
Do you know that's my birthday dish?
Really?
Lasagna. I love lasagna. That's what my mom makes me. That and a chocolate pistachio bun cake. And the reason I think I love that so much was nobody else in the family would eat it, so I got the whole thing myself. It's great. And thank you, Mom. You can find all this consumer data on holiday spending at nrf.com/holiday, and we'll be updating this with survey data throughout the season.
And beautiful, beautiful infograms.
Beautiful infograms, yeah. Excellent job. Catherine, thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Jen. Happy holidays to you, too.
And Jen, thank you so much. I enjoy being with you every time we get this opportunity.
Me too.
And thank you all for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. Please send your feedback and episode ideas to podcast@nrf.com. Get out there, get shopping, and have a wonderful holiday season. Thanks for listening.